All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Hey. Oh, go ahead. What did you learn? Because I know what I learned.
I learned that it don't take long for Jay Mac. It don't take that long for Jay Mac to turn back to himself. What? I tried to get that nigga a tempting drink just to keep him distracted.
It worked.
The whole show. Yeah, my nigga, but a couple times you flipped on me. You know what I'm saying?
I was close to being done.
I said, I learned I can't be bringing you shit, Jay Mac. You just use a user.
I learned that Beyonce could actually sing. You know, more so than I thought. It's not just his knowledge. He acts like he can actually carry a note or something.
I just be playing around, man.
But that's
how did that one song go? Be honest, Rick James and Tina Marie. Just hit it one time for what we learned, so that everybody can learn. Because some people ain't gonna get an opportunity to hear this shit. Hit it one time like
it
you did.
It was pain. I'm just playing. I'm
hey, be honest, you had to get to the next line, my nigga. You had some bitch that were probably about to pre-ejaculate. You know what I'm saying?
Pre-ejaculate. Just,
like, get to the
sounds
next
like
line.
A dude to me.
Go ahead, be honest, hit him one time so they can know.
No,
so they can learn that you, my nigga, you can sing.
I feel like we have to welcome in. You know how like when you watching a game and then the game ends and they say we're welcoming in the viewers of the Indiana and whatever game.
Yeah.
We have to welcome in the motherfuckers who didn't pay premium subscription.
Yes.
So back, this is the free motherfuckers again.
We welcome in you broke motherfuckers who actually don't want to pay for premium.
But we sure would appreciate it when you start.
We love you. We love you.
We had a great premium show.
This is awesome. What do we learn? Don't ever, ever commit a crime with Jay Smooth.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You are the fucking worst conspirator ever. You do not want to be this motherfucker's co-conspirator. Do not. Jay Smooth will have your ass fucking locked up and you ain't even did shit. This nigga will snitch on you and say you did shit even though you didn't just to get out of jail.
I don't know that you didn't.
But you don't know I did either.
Okay.
You don't know that I did.
I haven't listened back yet.
Yeah, but you still not gonna be you.
Jimmy, it's all good. But what I learned just continue to just work with you, man, and just where it's no be honest. I learned that you have to really, if there was allegedly, if you were gonna cheat, possibly, you have to keep the same energy. Don't make it seem like that you're doing something. Or
like what? Say it out loud.
No,
I'm about to cheat.
No,
like you mean something like that?
Yeah, or it's just the energy level is not really there.
You know what?
You have to be committed, even in the midst of cheating.
Sometimes energy levels vary, so you don't know. You know what I mean? How people approach different songs. It's a creative right that I have, Jay Smooth, as an artist. I can approach it and put my interpretation on it. You fucking saw Fergie. In fucking her rendition of the fucking national anthem.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was her own Jimi Hendrix in the national anthem.
Dope.
There was parts of it that didn't sound anything like national anthem.
Marvin Gaye?
Dope. Between
Whitney Houston? Come on.
Dope. Fergie, right? Get the fuck out of here, Fergie.
But they all had their artistic liberal interpretation. That's all I was doing, Jay.
So I know. With you just doing your songs, it was like a huge delay, like a... You know,
Jay Smooth,
between brain and reading, it was just like nothing was connected. It was like a brain.
You're one of those witnesses that wouldn't make it to the trial.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You know what we learned a big one.
What's that? Yeah,
we learned that Jay Smooth just needs a little bit of motivation.
Yes,
to come on out the closet
like a little lemur. He just needs that first lemur to run him off the ledge, the gay ledge.
Listeners,
what's a lemur? Jimmy,
Hold on, no. Listeners,
save it for next week.
You've waited. No, he can say it in a second. You've waited 504 plus, you know why I said plus, episodes to finally hear Jay Smooth come out the closet. And I'm not saying I'm not going to say whether or not he came out. I want you to get the premium so you can hear him and what happened. But I'm going to tell you this. Something came out the closet. Mm-hmm. He may have some parts in the closet, but something came out this week.
Jimmy, I was listening to something and they were talking about a person that uses like words, like vocabulary words, like certain type of words all the time. I just heard this shit on the radio or something.
I was listening to. They use like complex words?
So yes, it's just like they're very wordy. you know, wordy people. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And they're like a person of words. Just love words. You know, using words that really like.
You're a podcast host. Of course,
like,
you're wordy.
But what I'm saying is, J Mac, you use words, my nigga.
Is
this because he said lemur?
Yes.
No, not
yes,
lemur. But no, I thought I saved.
Have you seen
this
Madagascar?
Shit.
Lemur's not a word. It's an animal.
An animal.
I thought it was. That shit. You know, when you said it earlier, I said this shit. I thought it was an animal, but I'm like.
I just watched National Geographic, man. Yeah, and Madagascar.
You should have said meerkat.
Yeah, it is.
But be honest, I had the shit. I thought I wrote it down somewhere.
Wrote it down.
This fucking word.
Is this what you learned?
Yeah, it's what I learned.
This is what you
week.
Didn't learn, it seems like.
My nigga.
We should start doing what we learned from EJ Mac and what he didn't learn for Jason.
That would win. I think that would win. Because he could really contribute.
What else didn't you learn this week?
This is what I didn't understand what you guys said. When you said lemur, what exactly did you mean?
Oh, so what else we learned this week, right? We learned that, you know, we learned the reason why it's harder for women to lose fat versus a man. You know why it takes them so much longer? Because of their body makeup.
Because their tits.
No,
their
body makeup. Because there's pussies.
Their body makeup.
They refuse to fucking commit.
If they did more of the fucking during sex,
they don't know how to suffer.
They would lose more. And then what they said too is that they can't eat as much as us.
They would
so
never
make
lose
your
that little hamburger
like
pouch. They would never lose that little hamburger pouch. In
your plate needs to look like half of mine, they said.
Hey, do y'all mind a hamburger pouch?
No.
I don't mind a little pouch.
To me, it's fine. I told a chick I was fucking with. She had stretch marks. I told her she reminded me of the galaxy a little bit, like a solar system.
Long as she's able-bodied enough to do the Amazon.
As long as she can get on the bottom of her feet and ride that.
Did
dick.
We learn the Amazon in the second show?
No.
That's first show.
I don't know.
Amazon.
But I'm glad
first
I have show, a name to it now.
Amazon position. Yeah. So basically, listeners, if you're not familiar, you can go to Pornhub and type in Amazon position. Basically, this is where a woman is on top of the guy, and even though his dick is inside of her, his legs are like pushed back, and she's fucking him like she got a dick. Jamie Mack is in love with this?
Mm. I'm going to have my whole room is going to look like the Nile.
That's not... Okay, that's dumb. That's dumb as fuck.
Why?
Because the Nile is where?
In the Amazon.
No, the Nile is where, nigga?
It's in the Amazon.
No, nigga. That's the Amazon River. The Nile is where?
Oh.
Egypt. Come on, man. Don't Jay Smooth me.
It's still going to... It's still...
My nigga, you seen Indiana Jones? Shit.
What about
it? They talked about the Nile, Indiana Jones.
I don't know about that.
It was. Look it up, my nigga. You missed the part of the movie.
That was a Colorado.
J-Man, we learned also that you said with this Amazon position, you got said, told Beyonce, don't be mad because you flexible.
You didn't say that.
Right.
Like that.
You see, because see, little leg motherfuckers is mad because it's like your legs have to stay bowed.
What he said?
I could bend mine.
You said you're flexible and something else.
He said he got spirit toes.
Limber. He said limber.
Limber.
Is that another one of those words?
No.
Write it down so you can look that up.
No, no, no. It said, don't get mad at me because I'm flexible and limber. I'm like,
hey.
Yeah.
And a little, what percent? A little gay. Come on. Yeah. Letting a girl fuck you Amazon is a little gay.
Is it?
Because, I mean, she's fucking you. No. Jay Smooth, you like that too? But you can't. You kind of came out, though, this week.
I don't know if that's... I mean, okay, let's be clear.
Hey, you know probably what it is, J-Mac. Niggas with a short dick can't push that shit back. Can't push that shit back.
It popped out again. Oh, popped out again.
Like, oh.
Popped out. Sorry. Just forget it.
So at what point does she just slide down a little bit and start fucking you in your ass? that's what I want to know. Because, I mean, she's
with
basically...
Have a strap on.
Maybe with your... Yeah, I mean, you what? Yeah.
Nah. But is she riding you, my nigga?
No, she's not
like
riding
that.
In
she
the
is.
Amazon. She's
in
not
Amazon,
riding.
She was riding.
She was not riding.
She was
fucking him.
But she was riding. It was like a...
You like that motion. I get it. You like her feeling her balls in your asshole. I get it.
That's okay. I'll take that.
You will?
I take her doing that.
This nigga is... Come on, man. Jay Smooth,
fucking me like that?
Fucking you like that. Jay Smooth, just come on, man. Go all the way out, man. I know you stuck some feet out.
I can't... You know what? I can't let you do that on... You can't do that to him on the Amazon, though. That's not the reason why
he said he likes her balls on his butt. That's what he just said. No. He said he likes her balls in his ass.
J-Mac, I skipped right over that shit. I'm like...
You didn't skip right over it. You said you like that.
I said I like that.
No, that's not what I said.
So
you said I'll take that.
Yeah. So so what we also learned is it's okay to have a playlist of gospel music fucking.
Or rubbing pussy.
I don't know if he said it was okay, but I mean, you know. You can't go to a place that doesn't exist.
You still going to heaven.
Three baby daddies, you a hoe. That's what we definitely
learned. No, Beyonce said, fuck that. Beyonce said, two.
No, he said
two.
Three.
He said the only way out of being a hoe, if you married on the second one.
Right.
You gotta, if you get her pregnant.
Or if you married, first separated, and you married second, you've been excluded from being a hoe.
Or if you're part of a perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't matter, though. You're saved anyway. That's just, you get like amnesty.
What if she had three baby daddies and three kids before she joined the perfection?
Doesn't matter. You're amnesty.
If I'm going to say you're a dumb motherfucker for allowing her to your perfection.
That's kind of fucked up. We might have
No. You can't be a hoe in my perfection.
She's no longer a hoe.
No, she's...
Yeah, she's exonerated.
No, you can't be a born again
hoe. So you're telling me...
In my perfection.
Who's... Just give me a bad chick.
She still got her kids.
Give me a bad chick.
She's still going to have
a... Give me a bad chick's name. No, not you.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Rihanna comes with her three kids and says, you know, all I ever wanted was...
She got money, though, so that's different. She can
afford it. See, you're giving excuses, man. Give me a broke bad bitch.
Yeah, that's most of them, right? Most of these three baby daddy bitches, the equation don't equal wealth.
Right.
So, yeah, well, you could just name any regular fucking three baby
daddy. And you're
daddy.
Still like, getting stepping?
Yeah. Three of them.
See, here's the problem with that.
Three of them?
Here's the problem with that. There's going to be a lot of days where you may not be fucking this one. And if she's already got that in her... It's going to be hard for her not to go out, step out, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's used to that. So she got all those baby daddies. She got plenty. And, you know, women don't count dicks they've already fucked.
No. That's what I'm saying. No, you can't bring all that baggage. I ain't got no closet for all that.
You're right.
I ain't say you a hoe if you got two baby daddies.
Three?
Know what I'm saying?
Three baby daddies? What was your number?
I think that you were practicing. I don't even really look at them as hoes. I think they're just...
There's got to be a number,
it's just luck. It's luck. I think they just have had bad luck.
Four? Four different baby daddies?
Five. I was just giving five.
So you're going to just one up?
Over five.
One more than his baby mama.
Over five.
You can do the dance. Do the dance, Jay Sue, now. Baby mama not a hoe.
No, she is. She is. She definitely is.
No, she definitely is. No, she's not.
J-Mac married his two baby daddy woman.
He saved their life.
Kept to save him. But you, Jay Sue, I'm sorry, man. Your first baby mama's home. We can fight, I guess, after this.
First baby mama.
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.